It's time for This Week in WordPress, episode number 302, entitled We Mainly Talk About Moose and Waistcoats. It was recorded on Monday the 15th of July, 2023. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and I'll be joined today by Jess Frick, by Tim Nash, and by Paul Halfpenny. It's a WordPress podcast, so what do we talk about? Well, as I said, mainly moose and waistcoats, but we do get into some other things as well. WordPress 6.6 is about to drop. What are the features in there and how can you get involved? There's a new beginner WordPress user course, which we explore. The Kim Parcell 2024 Memorial Scholarship has been awarded. You can find out how and to whom. WordSesh is an event which is coming in the next couple of weeks. We also have a long conversation about the WP Tavern and how it might come back. Not how it will come back, but some ideas about different ways that it could contribute to the WordPress news in the days, weeks, and months to come. We also talk about the acquisition of BuddyBoss and the new Oli Pro theme. And as I said, moose and waistcoats. It's all coming up next on This Week in WordPress. This episode of the WP Builds podcast is brought to you by GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. And by Bluehost. Redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And by Omnisend. Do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. Hey, hello. Hello, welcome back. This Week in WordPress, episode number 302. And I'm already giggling at Jess's image there. That's
What image? My face?
No. It's the cat, Jess. It's the giant cat in the background.
Cat.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine if that was real. That's kind of funny. Jess, by the way, she's using one of the platforms. Virtual backgrounds, they're called. I don't know if it's a new feature, but I've never seen it before.
I've never seen it before either, but I'm very excited about it.
It's great. There's a massive cat licking the back of Jess's head. We are, of course, talking about Jess Frick, who's right there. How are you doing, Jess?
Oh, never been better. I've never been cleaner, I should
never say. Never been cleaner, yeah. Yeah, clean in the sense of there's no actual physical dirt on you, but mucky in the sense of you're now covered in cat bacteria. Covered in cat bacteria is already the winning title of this show. We can't get any better than that. I'll write that down in a minute. It is, of course, Jess Frick, and Jess is the Vice President of Operations for Pressable. Go and check them out. Pressable, a really solid WordPress host. She's an iced tea connoisseur, a proud member of the Post Status and WP Minute communities. And the cat seems to have gone, which is a great shame. I think, Jess, during the course of this episode, feel free to use any of those, and it'll make us all giggle because presumably...
Oh, thank you.
It's back. Yeah. The cat is back. But thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, so happy to be here.
Thank you. And over there is Timothy Nash, or Tim Nash. Are you Timothy?
On some legal document somewhere. Yeah.
There's a birth certificate somewhere saying Timothy Nash.
Yeah.
Okay. We won't dwell on that. You obviously a sore point there. But this is brilliant. Tim has written this as his introduction, and only residents of the UK will have the faintest idea what I'm on about. Let's see if Paul catches on. Tim Nash, this is 29 Acacia Road, and this is Tim, the middle-aged man who leads an exciting double life. For when Tim eats a banana, an amazing transformation occurs. Tim is Banana Man, ever alert with a call to action to help secure your site. Ring any bells, Paul?
Absolutely. And I believe I've got a photo of me in a Banana Man costume.
Oh,
wait. I'm going to try and find.
That's for next time. We'd like to see that. Yeah, if you can find it and share it. Oh, that'd be great. There was a TV show for kids in the UK called Banana Man, and it was, it was mediocre at best, I would say, but it was...
I think you're overselling it.
Yeah, that's right. But well done for the good introduction. I love it. That's fun. And finally, we're joined by Paul Halfpenny.
Hello.
In the corner. How you doing, Paul?
I'm really depressed because we lost the football last night.
Yeah. Big fan, are you?
Big fan. We didn't play very well. Didn't have a very good tournament. Stayed up late, you know, to watch it.
Stayed up late? It finished at like 10.
That's really late. It's a Sunday night. Okay. It's a school night. Okay. Be better at 9 on a Sunday.
Yeah, it was a school night, yeah. Oh, that's fascinating because I can watch that. I don't follow any sport. I mean, I'm kind of interested in some sports like tennis. I can watch a bit. So yes. The Wimbledon was kind of fun. But the football, I can totally take it or leave it. So as soon as England lost, I just turned the telly off and, you know, just did something else.
All right, let's carry on.
I'm sorry that they lost. I would love for them to win. But, you know, think of all those happy Spaniards. They're having a great day.
Yeah, but they've won. That's the fourth time they've won, right?
Yeah, it's not fair.
We've never won. And in my lifetime, it's just been a crushing series of disappointments every 2 years.
Okay, Paul, what I want you to do is just push that chair away. Go lie down on that couch behind you and we'll try to comfort you as the episode goes on. We'll straighten this out. Tell me about your father. No, okay, here we go. Paul is the CTO of the Fitter. You see what I did there? Only Paul knows that joke. The Filter Agency and founder of Personalized WP. Go and check that out. Personalized with a Z or a Z.
With a Z.
WP. Brand new tool that's been released into the WordPress repo to personalize your WordPress website with blocks and everything. So go check that out. But thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You do a better job of selling it than I do.
Yeah. I need to be on the payroll. Here we go. Right. Thank you if you're joining us. A few bits of housekeeping before we get into the actual meat and the potatoes of this episode. The first thing to say is that all the platforms are kind of cutting off access to things like this, Facebook in particular. So where you used to be able to comment on Facebook, that's now being killed. They don't allow that kind of stuff anymore. So really the best place to send people or to go yourself is here, wpbuilds.com. Sorry, Jess. That's right. You have to go on. wpbuilds.com/live, wpbuilds.com/live. Go there. You've got a couple of options. You'd be logged into a Google account and use the YouTube comments, which are on the right on the desktop below on a mobile. Or if you don't want to be logged into anything, well, kind of, then there's a live chat icon at the top right in the video itself on that page. And that's the platform's chat. And you can use that instead if you like. And so you don't have to be part of LinkedIn or Facebook or Google or anything like that. So that's that. And that's probably everything that I've got to say in terms of housekeeping. We always get a few little comments dribbling in at the beginning. So let's see what we've got today. We've got Cameron Jones, who's joining us from Australia, Brisbane, I presume. Good evening, everyone. Did Nathan get a haircut? Nathan did get a haircut. Yeah. I'm pretty pleased, actually, with it. It's
left me as the only long-haired gentleman at WordCamp Whitley Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it for the WordCamp Whitley Bay because it was at that length where it was neither one thing or another. So off it came. Thank you for noticing. I appreciate that, Cameron. It's not
now,
Scottish.
How does Bob feel about this?
Yeah, he's not going to be happy. I don't think nothing that I do can make Bob happy, frankly. But here we go. Peter Ingersoll with his usual weather report. Good morning from steamy Connecticut. Oh, it's currently 27 degrees centigrade. Oh, that is steamy. 80 degrees Fahrenheit and rising as we start off the week with a heat advisory. Oh, that doesn't sound good, but thank you for joining us. I love the fact that he does that each week. It's coming. Paul, it's coming. Oh,
Definitely not.
It's a football joke. But yeah, thank you. And Patricia, hi. I'll be chatting to you tomorrow. That'll be nice. Thank you for joining us today. She's saying hi. And we've got Charlie. Hi for Sam back in the UK. Weather in British sock. It is pretty terrible, the weather here at the moment. And finally, but thank you for joining us, Charlie. And Birgit Olsen, hello from sunny Germany. If you've got any comments that you want to make during the show, it does liven the whole thing up a little bit, so please do that. But shall we get stuck into this week's episode? Let's see what we've got in store. The first bit is always a bit of promotional stuff. Sorry about that, everybody, but here we go. WPBuilds.com, there's our website. Isn't it smashing? Isn't it full of unique and interesting designs? Full of, you know, vim and vigor. It's brilliant. That's what we've had for about 8 years now. One day I'll change it, but it won't be this day. WPBuilds.com. If you want to stick your name into that field there, and then, or no, don't stick your name. Put your email address into that field, then click that subscribe button, and we'll send you two emails a week. One for when this goes out tomorrow, and one for when the Thursday podcast goes out on Wednesday. No, Thursday. So do that. That'd be great. And I'd like to shout out a big shout out to GoDaddy, Bluehost, and OmniSend for keeping this podcast going. They've been supporters now, in the case of GoDaddy, for ages and ages and ages. Bluehost joined us probably a couple of months ago now, and OmniSend a few weeks ago. So really appreciate their commitment to things like this. They don't need to do it, but it's nice to be out there in the ecosystem. And thanks to them for helping us keep the lights on over here. Okay, let's get stuck in. This is the first one.
Wait a minute, Nathan. Yeah, participation in this is optional?
Participation in what?
In this show?
Oh, yeah.
They don't need to do it, but like, no. You don't actually need to be here?
Yeah. I'll let you go if you like, Jess. Oh. Totally fine.
I don't know. I mean, Tim's I know. Oh, no. Tim, but I know
it's a mutiny. It's a mutiny, I tell you. That's great. I love it. I love mucking around on this show. It's part of the best bit of it. Okay, here we go. WordPress 6.6 release candidate 3. If you didn't know, WordPress 6.6 is about to drop. It's one of the bigger ones. It feels like there's more in this 6.6 release than there has been in a release in a really long time. If memory serves, it's either dropping tomorrow or maybe it's Wednesday. I've got a feeling. Is it Wednesday?
It's next week.
Is it next week? Why did I had the 18th in my head for some reason.
Am I wrong?
And then somebody said to me the 16th yesterday, which made me think I'm not really sure. And I didn't really look up. Anyway, the point is, it's really close.
Oh my God.
And if you don't follow the project closely, we do these things called release. Go on.
Nathan, I'm an idiot. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, good. No, that's, I mean, not good, you're an idiot, but good, like, I'm glad.
No. I'm so glad that I did it live, though.
Yeah. That's okay. You're a whole week out. But the idea of these release candidates is just to sort of squash any bugs. And it's a bit late for us to announce this, but it's always good to get it out there. If you do want to join this kind of endeavor in the future, you can go to the release candidate page as they roll out and download the latest version, test it on a local site, something like that, and then give your feedback. And if anything breaks that's critical to you, you can contact the, you know, all of the teams and what have you. But yeah, drop in this week, and this will be, you know, the last chance you get to make any comments. So you've got about 8 hours and counting. If you want to really influence WordPress, this is probably not the time to do it, but there we go. Okay, should we move on? Anybody got anything about that before I move on?
Well, I have a question for Tim, our security guy.
Go for it.
How often do you really test the release candidates on your production site?
On my production sites?
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Do you test them all in staging? The release candidates, or do you wait for it to come out?
For my personal stuff, I am one of these people who will run the bleeding edge nightly on my live site. But that's for me, because it's my personal little site and it can break quite happily. And more importantly, if it was to break in 24 hours, it will fix itself, because it just spins up a new site every day. So my site changes every day. It spins up a new site every day. For clients, I'd say go test it on your staging site. But I would be testing. So most clients, I was recommending testing 2-3 weeks ago with the previous release. And we were testing their plugins then. The thing is that if you test too early, you get testing fatigue. So unless you're involved in the project, customers do not want, and clients do not want to be testing 8 times. But you'd need to be testing maybe about a week before release on a staging site somewhere. Check nothing's broken. For these major ones, for minor ones, automatic updates all the way. And for all my clients, I think, for absolutely everybody, this will be one of the few times that we've managed to get automatic updates for everybody. So they should all be just, no one will notice tomorrow. They should just all roll out.
famous last words. Can I ask, why do you rebuild your site every day? What's going on?
It's really, every night, my site takes a backup. And then it spins up a new container, installs the backup on the new container, runs my little test suite to say, yay, the backup's working. So now I know I've got a good backup. I then run whatever updates need to be run, whether that's pulling from Nightly and whatever plugins I'm updating. Then I run the test suite again. And now I know that the tests passed twice. I then just swap over behind the scenes. It's not quite DNS entry, but it's behind the scenes on the load balancer. It just swaps it over to the new one. And if any problems happen during the day, you can roll back the site to the old site if you really want to. But at midnight the next day, the old site gets deleted and a new one process starts again. So there's always two versions of my site knocking around. The one that could be broken and the one that was the previous days could be broken.
I think you're quite unique. I don't know that I've encountered anybody that does all of that. That's fascinating.
I mean, if you're going to the some of the more top end WordPress hosts do something similar. It's really green deployment. It's not an uncommon thing at certain levels, but it's can be really finickety to set up.
And right.
It's fine for personal projects. I do this with a couple of clients. But the vast majority of clients do not, just the concept of, hi, we're going to create an immutable file system and then we're going to destroy it, just terrifies the daylights out.
Yeah, no kidding. I think that's pretty cool. I think we should get you on a podcast and talk about that weirdness. Not weirdness, you know, just that sort of level and all the bits and the pieces that you're going into there.
Just as well, you and I have a call booked in.
That's right, yeah. we don't yet have a topic written down for it. I Jess can speak to this. I guess the normal typical thing would be to just take a backup on a nightly basis and store that somewhere, I don't know, off-site on some sort of different CDN. That's what you do at Pressable, right? Just a nightly backup so that you can get the database and the file system back if it goes pear-shaped.
I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, nice.
We actually offer far more frequent backups for things like databases. So those are hourly.
Nice.
We do have nightly full backups offsite.
I've actually used your backup because I actually have had a problem where I got the white screen of death. And it was at a moment where I couldn't really be bothered to figure it out. I just wanted it to go back to where it was. And then I'd go and not update the plugin that I think was responsible. And it took about 4 minutes and back to normal. Isn't it nice when a feature is so good that it's unexciting? Do you know what I mean? It's not like all you do is go, oh, thank God for that.
Backups. DNS, those are the sorts of things that are very unattractive. But if you don't have it, it's so much worse.
Saves your bacon, as it were.
But again, just one more side note is, you know, Pressable is unique in that we are great for dynamic websites. And if you're running a website like yours that has people filling in forms, comments, you know, e-commerce, a daily backup's not going to cut it.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I guess e-commerce in particular, if you're taking lots and lots of orders, you need something a little bit more.
There is nothing worse than telling your customer, so good news, we've restored the backup, everything's fine. What do you mean you had 15 sales?
Yeah,
you're just gonna have to go and contact them and ask them what they said, what they bought.
Yeah, it's not good. That was the one thing. It was that, like, e-commerce, I got out of it more or less as soon as I got into it. I was doing e-commerce websites for things like Magento back in the day, and that whole electronic transaction thing and the ability for that to be deleted maliciously or otherwise or just go wrong, that just kept me awake at night. I couldn't cope with the anxiety of it. And so just thought to myself, I'm not getting into e-commerce. And I bet you there's a whole load of freelancers out there just like me although it's very attractive and it's obviously a real easy selling point in WordPress with WooCommerce, it's also, as soon as the money gets involved, and that was before things like Stripe. So I was using things like Sage Pay and you had these weird integrations and it was just a horror show. Yeah. Anyway, so that's my little story for you. So there we go. WordPress 6.6 release candidate 3. You've got about 7.5 hours now to go and make your comments. Right, let's move on. Let's go to this one. I don't know if this is new or not, actually. I've no idea. But it's the first time I've seen it, and the context in which I saw it implied that it was brand new. So apologies if this has been around for ages. And the enrollment number here of nearly, over 1,100 suggests that it's been around for a little bit longer than I think. But I'm just pointing it to you in case you've not come across it. Nice free resource on WordPress.org, although Tim's got something to say. And it's called Beginner WordPress User. So this is aimed squarely at, WordPress novices. There's a bunch of other ones. Like if you scroll to the bottom, there's an intermediate one, and there's one for developers as well, which we mentioned a few weeks ago. But you can tell it's 101 stuff, because introduction to WordPress, domains and hosting, installing a theme, installing a plugin, that's the beginnings of it. And then using the media library. But nice free thing, right? If you've got clients, they're unfamiliar with WordPress and they just want to become acclimated, acclimatized to it, then it's here. It's at learn.wordpress.org/course. And then beginner WordPress user. And we've been talking recently in the WordPress media, all of the different media outlets, about the competition and the marketing efforts coming from places like Wix in particular. That seems to be getting more mentions these days. And documentation and all of that, and ease of use and all of that. This kind of just speaks to that. But there you go. That's there. Tim, you've got a gripe, haven't you?
Only a little one.
Oh yeah. That's not what you said earlier.
The problem is that I want to gripe, but I also really like the idea, and I really want more of these things to happen.
Yeah,
and
nice.
It's obviously always volunteer driven. So you definitely, the quick answer is, well, you should fix that. So I glanced through it last night, and by glance through it, I mean I jumped to the two security sections, the getting started one at the right at the top. So not in the security and spam. We're not even there. We go right the way to the top, and we've got getting started with WordPress security.
This one. Okay. Yeah.
And I just read through the transcript, and I just sat there going, if this is how we're introducing WordPress security.
What was the bit that sort of caught you short?
Well, it spent more time talking about weird things to do with hosting companies.
Right.
I think this is partly down to the fear we have of generally, we as a community, we seem to be incapable of just saying, go with these hosting companies. There was this whole section about choosing. But if you go slightly up, it was the password that really got me. So you've got the choosing the right hosting provider. That just read like a sales pitch for a specific hosting company.
Okay.
If anybody read through it, they might not work out which one that was.
Okay.
But the password was, let's take a quick example of a password that is easy to remember but hard to guess. The password is monks drive to the beach. But of course, I mean, you need special characters, capital letters, lowercase numbers, spaces, etc. It's like, there you have it. Apparently, the password is monks drive to the beach. And it's just the little things like that that would just confuse people.
Okay.
Why do we put, WordPress security is not complicated, particularly. And if we start focusing on the wrong things too early, people go down the wrong route.
Yeah, I guess you've, like anything, because you're in the weeds of all this all the time, the little things are gonna stick out, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I would have so much liked it if that opening section was that, like, pointed them at other resources. And to be honest, the thing that they did right, at least, was keep things up to date, was the very first thing. And if only they then made the second thing, keep your strong passwords, keep your WordPress up to date, audit your users, and then everything else got shunted into the advanced section. Even have choose a good host, here's how you do that, would have been great. But it felt very much like, I'm halfway through a sales pitch, midway through. The second section's a little better, but it still repeats most of what was said in this one, just expanded, and it felt very it felt very weird. But I don't really know how to get involved with editing and changing this.
Interesting.
There's a thing that says, let us know about grammar mistakes, but there's nothing about, please just completely rewrite these sections.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. That's an interesting thought.
So I don't know who generated it, how it's generated.
If there's anybody...
That's not me, because I've not been involved with the Learn WordPress team, but maybe it is as simple as me just pressing that button.
And Courtney Robertson, who often joins us in the comments, I know she's been connected. I don't know on what level, but it might be, if you are interested in that, it might be worth reaching out. Oh, Jesse, you.
There's a link right at the top that says contribute.
There. Let's see where that goes, shall we? I wonder if that's just a general contribute. Yeah, want to get contribute. Oh, no, join the training team. Look, so it's specific to that. So there's your answer. Look at that, Jess, troubleshooting live. Nice. So
I'm not going into make.wordpress. We're doomed.
okay. There's impediments to this already. But it's really nice. And here's a nice thing as well. This button, I think we're going to see increasingly on all the WordPress properties, practice with WordPress Playground. I haven't actually clicked that button, but my guess is that this course will just roll straight out into that WordPress. Shall I press it and see what happens? Go on. Let's wait for the 5 seconds it takes. Well, that's a nice UI. Liking that. Here we go. Preparing WordPress. Is this going to grind my Mac into the ground? It probably will. Wait for it. Logging in. I was imagining that I would see a site. Let's see if there's something in here. No, it just looks like a WordPress website. I wondered if the course was somewhere in there. I'll close that down and release like 8 gigs memory. Anyway, there it is. Nice course. Paul, you've not said anything much for a minute.
No, sorry. It's really hard to write beginner level stuff, right? Isn't it? Especially when you're experienced and you know too much. So last week I was writing an exec summary for a project and trying to get to the point where you can take all this really complicated stuff that we're doing over here and just turn it into like 3 slides worth of information for an exec level audience that doesn't understand any of it apart from like business outcomes and things like that. That's actually really tricky. So I think we should remember that it's, you know, something's better than nothing.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's right.
Yeah, this is why I was really like, well, it is a gripe and it's a big gripe. And there are things I really don't like about it. I don't want to like stab things because this is someone's time and effort and it's doing a service that, you know, and it will help people. Even the bits that I'm griping at will help people.
I thought, obviously, the people that are watching this are probably a little bit more, I would imagine they've gone through something like this many, many years ago. But if you have clients, it might be something just to point them in the direction of, they've got a larger understanding of the project. But as I said, there's an intermediate version. I haven't looked at that, but there's also a developer version. I don't know if that counts as the sort of, you know, the more advanced version or not. Currently, like I said, nearly about 1,100 people have taken it. Lots of people seem to be getting through. It says the average final grade is 94. I don't know if that means that 94% of people have got through it with a good grade or 94% of those people that got to the end did well. And it seems to take roughly a week, about 8 days to complete. So anyway, there you go, learn.wordpress.org/course. And you can take it from there. Couple of comments coming in. Firstly, Lawrence. Oh, I wonder if that's Lawrence. We might be talking about one of your bits in a bit. One of your bits in a bit. So stay tuned. And Cameron's saying, pretty sure they're all on GitHub. So you could open a pull request with an improved version. There you go. Or just click the little contribute button there. Max is joining us and he's telling me that he's recently switched his site to the Ollie theme. We've got some news about that. You probably know, I imagine, if you're using the Ollie theme. We'll talk about that in a little while. And we will wait. Let's crack on. Okay, here's the next piece. Not that one. We've just done that one. So this is nice. Nice bit of community news. So this is on the WordPressFoundation.org website, and it's a piece entitled Announcing the 2024 Kim Parcell Memorial Scholarship Recipient. And the name of that person is Cynthia Norman. Let's just spell out what that Kim Parcell bit means. So it says in 2015, very forward thinking that, in 2015, the WordPress Foundation established an annual memorial scholarship to honour the memory of Kim Parcell. Links tomorrow in the show notes, and you can click on some links here to find more about Kim. Beloved and influential contributor to the WordPress community. I'm going to skip little bits, but here's the next bit. This scholarship is awarded each year to a female WordPress contributor who has never attended WordCamp US and would require financial assistance to do so. So it's fairly specific. We're happy to announce this year that the scholarship recipient is Cynthia Norman. Cynthia's commitment to WordPress training and education embodies the values that Kim cherishes. And there's a nice picture of Kim in what looks like an allotment or something like that. And there's a little bit more information about it. One of the things that I found out is that Cynthia has a YouTube channel, which I'm going to also link to in the show notes. It's called WPSOS Hub. And although I haven't consumed any of the content, I've obviously been busy with it. So, yeah, I can see why Cynthia has been chosen. But, yeah, just a little... I guess a little round of applause to be right. Yeah, there you go. We actually got the sound there. That's nice.
Nathan,
Nathan,
can you go back to her YouTube channel? I have a question for Paul. Since he's our resident zoologist, what animal is that at the top?
Oh, yeah. Hang on, let me zoom in. You mean this one here?
Yeah. And then there's another photos. Yeah.
Because there's loads of them, right? So it should be really obvious exactly what this animal is.
It is
It is a moose.
Is it a moose?
Is it? I don't know.
I think it's a slightly wonky horse.
Or that's a horse with a big nose.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an elk.
Are you calling me big nose? What's going on?
we're being told in the comments.
Oh, okay. Let's find out. Okay.
It's an elk.
It's an elk. Not only that, it's a female elk, apparently.
No horns.
What's an elk?
An elk is like an elf, but with a K.
Oh, I see. Oh, an elk is like a moose.
Yeah. It's just like a moose, only the other way on. You know, it's slightly, it's same, but slightly different. I wouldn't know. Okay, now we've got to do it, haven't we? For God's sake, here we go. Right, okay. Elk pictures, right. I'm using DuckDuckGo, so let's see what we get. Right, okay, here we go. No, you see, I'm not thinking. That's not...
I've
got to adapt the search. Female. Oh, that's not how you spell female. Elk female pictures. No, I'm not getting the elk vibe from that. That's got more of a... I don't know. That's like the front of an aeroplane. It's very sleek and pointy. Whereas this... What the heck are we doing? This is more saggy and droopy, I feel. Jess, any other suggestions? If it's not elk, should we try moose?
We could try moose.
Okay, let's try. Oh, that's not how you spell moose either, but it's...
You know, I am getting moose vibe. No, nope, not her.
Here we go.
There we go.
It is a moose.
It's a moose.
It looks like
right all along, Paul.
Yeah.
That was definitely me. I definitely knew that.
What the heck just happened?
I've never seen a moose in real life. Yeah, are they Canadian? Like, do they live in Canada?
I don't think they have passports, if that's...
No, but I mean, just in terms of where they come from.
I know that they have them in Canada.
Yeah, I reckon that.
Do troopers ride them? Is that what they, like, I'm sure that...
No, they ride horses.
Okay.
You're thinking of Noughts of Exposure. They were definitely on
horses. Yeah, Canadian mounted police and then moose.
On moose.
Little did Cynthia know when she set off this YouTube channel and came up with this image and put the, obviously now, you know, the moose picture on there. Little did she know that it would occupy a tiny corner of the internet for 5 minutes.
You know what, though? I think we all need to go subscribe because she has 1 million subscribers, and it looks like she's putting a lot of work into this.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, look at it, like the silly moose thing aside. This is great. Look at all this content. I mean, it's not nothing to produce a 12-minute video, you know, 7, 6, 5. There's lots of different lengths, but it's really nice.
Oh, right? She's bringing it.
She is bringing it. It's called WPSOS Hub. So youtube.com/@, the at symbol, WPSOS Hub. So go and subscribe. But also congratulations for being the recipient of that award, which will send you, well, I don't know exactly how much it covers, but it'll get you started on your WordCamp US trip. There we go. Lovely. And I'm going to have to take a small lie down from that ridiculousness. No, I'll take a bite of an apple.
Oh my goodness. I have really good news.
Go on.
WordCamp US is in Oregon, and apparently Oregon has a herd of moose.
Oh, wow. I'm going. I'm totally going. No, I'm going to ride a moose.
Cynthia is going to be among friends.
Okay. I'm going to do it. Right, here we go. So let's see what happened here. So it's a female elk, said Patricia. Let's move on. Lauren said Santa. Santa's reindeer. Sven from Frozen. Oh, he rides a moose, does he? Okay, what are we doing? Okay, I was wrong. It's a moose then, says Patricia. And Cameron says the title of this episode should be It's an Elf, but with a K. I'm agreeing with you. So far, that's the winner. And then Patricia obviously feels the need to explain this, this error, this erring. Yeah, that's right. Massive, massive visual faux pas. I'm mistook because in French, it's Elan. So I thought it was elk in English. Oh, okay. So slip of the tongue. And in German, it's called Elch. That was my German accent attempt. Sorry about that. Nathan, you are not going to ride a moose. I am. I'm going to do it.
Hang on. I feel you need to ask permission of the moose before he's driving like this.
Can you not go to like a stable where they've got moose that have got like saddles and things? If so... No, you're right, though, Barbara. I am not actually going to ride a moose.
Well, you could at WordCamp US. You could go to Oregon.
Yeah, and you're there.
A moose riding academy.
Okay.
And you could get on a moose.
Is there a moose riding academy?
I don't know. Probably.
Oh, okay. Right. Anyway, what the heck are we talking about? Let's get back to the actual WordPress news, because Thea...
There really is a moose. They used to have moose cavalry. Moose cavalry are military units of cavalrymen mounted on moose rather than the more usual horses. They were used to them.
What's the plural?
This is the measure
of how much control I have on this show. I say the words, let's move on and stop talking about moose. And then Tim immediately says, wait, hang on. There is a moose academy.
Also, just make it very clear that the moose or elk... So it's the smallest and largest and heaviest species of deer. There is no indication on this Wikipedia page for the plural of moose.
Oh,
no, plural of moose.
Yeah. Moose, yes.
You must be moose, but no.
Yeah, mooses. Can I just say, Paul, whilst all of that was coming out of Tim's mouth, you were literally like rubbing your beard. You were like, and then you went
straight. Oh,
genuinely like into this. Yes. Loose conversation. Is it a slow news week? No, not really. As low as we could be covering, but this is way more entertaining, isn't it? Moose week. There we go. Ah, right. I'm going to have to take a bite of an apple to calm me down. No, I'm not. That'll just get in my teeth. Right. Back to WordPress. Here we go. No, Nash.
He's not going to let us do this show together anymore.
He's not. Okay. Okay, here we go. Some serious news. This is WordSesh. I think we've mentioned it before. I mean, we certainly mentioned previous iterations before. But just to say that it's coming around again. It's an annual, I think it's annual, but it's a virtual summit. I said WooSesh. I apologize. It's actually WordSesh. You can see it on the screen. And happening on the 30th of July, 2024. So what, just like a couple of weeks away. And it just says a virtual conference for WordPress professionals. It's a live virtual conference for exactly what I just said, WordPress professionals. Each event is highly curated to provide you with the absolute best possible experience. Head to wordsesh.com if you want to find out more, and you can subscribe by putting your email in there. It's just a nice, quick one-day event, free, and 8 speakers, 4 of whom have been announced. Alex Thomas, Daniel Backhuber, I don't know how to pronounce that surname, Kimberly Lepati, I hope I did that right. And then there's somebody there, black and white. I'm not sure who she is. She's some UI UX lady. Peachinery. And then 4 to still be announced. And then the schedule is there. So wordsesh.com. Anybody want to mention that? Or just you know, generally get back into the Moose topic, obviously.
I'm very excited to see who the other four are going to be. Okay. I think one of them is going to be a Moose, obviously.
Is it you?
No.
Oh.
No, no. Actually, I'm really looking forward to the sessions. They look really good.
Yeah,
and great. The four speakers that have been announced are all excellent.
Yeah, nice. That's good to know. Thank you.
Cameron has a question for you, though.
Cameron has a question. Do you mean Moosesh? Oh, whoa. That's good. I love it. Halfway around the world is in Brisbane, is a guy tuning into this show who's just totally committed to that. That's brilliant. I love all this nonsense. Keep it coming, Cameron. It makes my day. But what a world we live in, eh? Okay, so that's Woosesh. Go check it out. The other thing to mention, Lawrence joined us a little while ago. He wrote a comment. I can't see it now, but he definitely said, oh, it was Sven from Frozen. He made that comment there. This is a piece that I have to be a little bit careful here, right? I'm just going to get that out there. If you don't know, I do a weekly podcast for the WP Tavern. And in fact, if you go to the WP Tavern now, this is what it looks like. The WP Tavern is now contains basically just podcast after podcast, because that's all that's been made for a really, really long time. And I'll just set the scene. So Justin Tadlock left several years ago, and he was writing full-time with Sarah Gooding, who was also full-time. That left Sarah as the sole contributor in article written content for the WP Tavern. And then in about November last year, no, it was earlier than that. I think it might have been October or September even. Anyway, last year, Sarah Gooding moved on and she's got a different job outside of the WordPress space. And so there was a hole created, and it turned out that a lot of people really enjoyed reading the content that Sarah and Justin had made over the years. So it was decided that new talent would be brought forth, but that didn't happen for a while. And then eventually, after many months of total silence from written content, seven people were put through something which has been described variously as, you know, it's a bit like the Hunger Games or something like that. Seven people wrote in a competition for two or a month live. You know, they were all competing with articles. And the intention was that soon after that, decisions would be made about who would continue. Anyway, there's the history of it. The truth is, though, nothing happened in terms of, or at least publicly, maybe the decisions have been made, but publicly, nobody has been appointed and taken up that job. And so this tweet came out from Remkes. It said, surely we must conclude that the WP Tavern is dead, right? I mean, apart from the WP Builds podcast, so the audio content that I make. And then, obviously, Matt Mullenweg caught sight of that, and he said, just that I'm so sorry. There's only so many hours in the day, and lots of mine have been kept other thing, been on keeping other things moving. I'm sure that, you know, if I was to have Matt's workload, I wouldn't be able to speak, frankly. I'm sure I'd be really very, very difficult. But it's ultimately Matt's decision who these people are. And so, with that in mind, Lawrence has penned this article saying, what about if we just change it up a bit? So instead of it being sort of two people writing full time or three or whatever is the decision, why not just make it into something a little bit different? So the idea here that he raises is, well, one of them raises several ideas, make it more of an in-flight magazine. Now, I don't really have a great experience with in-flight magazines. I open them and then immediately put them back. But these are some interesting ideas that dropped into Lawrence's article. So instead of the Tavern just being, you know, WordPress news after WordPress news after WordPress news, what about some of this? Featured stories highlighting great things about WordPress, interviews spotlighting contributors, end users, and the wider WordPress community, product reviews, use cases, and feature highlights. Then he's put airliner specs, then he's saying in that case, you know, the WP Tavern version of that would be block themes and components that make them up. Then safety information obviously would translate to security tips. Tim, I can see your fingers already moving toward the keyboard to pen an article. The entertainment guide, the Tavern version would be highlighting podcasts, WordPress TV, and events streamed live. And finally, you'd find shopping in that. And the article here says WP Tavern's version would be WordPress merch, selling WordPress merch on the WP Tavern website. And then he's suggesting power it by Newspack. And if you don't know what Newspack is, go and Google it. We haven't really got time to cover that, but it's an interesting idea. So with all that said, I'm not going to comment because I have a total conflict of interest here. So I'm just going to drop that bomb, let you three fight it out, and I'll shut up and eat my apple. How's that sound?
That's great.
Off you go.
So I think that what was really great about WP Tavern is more long form content, and I really enjoyed the Hunger Games style, everybody submitting all their stuff, because suddenly there was a bunch of content from different people around the community. And I think that the way that there's a bunch of news sites out there, there's a lot of people doing WordPress news every day, but what is really interesting about I'm going to go back a step. So what I think is there's too many news sites out there. So you can't just employ somebody full time to do news and to do long form news and detailed news, because there just isn't time. And what you saw with the Tavern over the last couple of years was the speed and the cadence of those news articles slowing down because they're writing them. So why not just get an editor that is responsible for sourcing content from other writers around the WordPress community, and they've got a budget to just pop them, I don't know, a stipend or something for doing an article. And then what you can do is just let everybody go, well, I want to publish this on WP Tavern, and it gets sent in and gets edited, it gets approved, it goes up on. And then you don't need somebody to sit there and write. You can take views from around the community and you'd hopefully keep it alive.
Okay, that's really interesting. Okay, that's fascinating. So like an editor role. So you, instead of employing writers, you employ an editor whose job it then is to go out and either commission content or find content that is, you know, that they see could be repurposed into the tab.
Because I think that it was pretty clear when they did the trial of the seven writers, there was a lot of content that could be written about interesting niche areas that wouldn't be covered elsewhere. That's not just news, but is an interesting subject. And I think people want to write and about those things. And I think there is supply there for it.
I think Cameron has basically hit the nose, the moose on the head. The Tavern needs more moose content.
I mean, there is that as well. And I think that Tim would write an article on it.
There's nothing. This conversation has nowhere else to go. That's the end of the road there.
No, I think me and Patricia are now going to, who's also been thoroughly researching in the comments, and I noticed that they've skipped over them.
I haven't seen them, I swear.
Go up a little bit. But on the Tavern, the one thing that it had that nobody else could do really was that it was two journalists who were paid to be journalists. They weren't paid to run a site. They weren't worried about how their income was going to come. They weren't having to chase sponsorship deals and advertising. They were just there to write. And sometimes people hated what they wrote, and sometimes they thought there was these conflicts of interests. But they genuinely were impartial journalists. And I think we don't really have that at the moment. We have lots of individual sites that do the news, but they're often doing news based on who's paying them a little bit in a kickback. They have to have affiliates, money coming in. They have to think about adverts and sponsorship and all that stuff, because that's how they make their money to be able to carry on writing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's different from being that pure journalistic sense. So I think there is still a space for that old school. On what Lawrence was describing to me sounds an awful lot like PostStatus. The PostStatus email that I get, I mean, I think it ticks most of those boxes that he was talking about of the InFlight magazine, and it links off. And I think there's a place for that, but I'm not sure the Tavern's that place. I think that could be done by other things, and PostStatus sort of almost there doing that. Where that core journalism, I think we've lost.
So can I just clarify a few things? So the the WP Tavern is a property which I'm going to say owned. I don't know if this is the right word, but owned by Audrey Capital. And Audrey Capital is the, and again, I'm not sure what the correct wording is, but let's say it's the venture funding arm for Matt Mullenweg. So again,
this slush money fund.
Yeah, well, if I've misrepresented that, though, somebody correct me if that's not the thing. But the point of that is, firstly, it is disconnected with, you know, WordPress.org, WordPress.com. There is a bit of a gap there. The second thing is, and I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for Justin or Sarah or anybody who's written in the past or the seven people who went through that Hunger Games. There is zero pressure to write anything of any kind. If I chose to, I could just publish a podcast full of incendiary content. I'm given full autonomy. And I imagine the same is true for the writers. And I think there's something pretty amazing about that. And out of that comes proper journalism, you know, journalism with a capital J. And what I'm meaning by that is there's no tainting of, well, there's an ad on that site and it's from a hosting company and this article's about hosting. And isn't it coincidental that those things, there seems to be some overlap with that ad and the conclusions that have been drawn. That doesn't exist. And because there is no request to produce content of any kind, and I don't know if you saw, you know, Sarah at various points was fairly critical of, you know, like leadership in WordPress and things like that. And that's unique. We, you know, that's hard to get. And having said I wasn't going to make any comments about this, I've just talked for like 3 minutes. But I wanted to just paint the picture that it genuinely, the only thing I can say to you is, no matter where that money's coming from to pay those salaries, there is no part of the machinery which is telling you what to do. Absolutely none. And you're just going to have to take my word for it. And I hope that you do. So anyway, carry on. Jess, have you got anything to add?
Selfishly, I would say keep it unpressable. Right there in the footer, hosted by Pressable.
That was great.
Putting that out there.
Yeah, it is right in the footer, every page, right?
Yeah, it sure is. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
But also,
is it an affiliate link?
It's not. It's not. Strangely, they don't want to earn an affiliate commission on that. But you know, the jokes aside, having come from a journalism background, I have always loved the Tavern. I loved that, you know, Sarah and Justin, like you said, Nathan, were always free to say whatever they wanted to say. And to Tim's point, sometimes people really didn't like that, but that's good journalism. If everybody likes it, you're not doing it right. But the thing is, I also can't imagine how Matt has to prioritize what he focuses on. And I don't see how the WP Tavern is going to push any of his big rocks forward. It's a pet project at best. And I'm sure before he went on his sabbatical, he had full intentions to pick somebody from the trials and to go forward with that. And then he came back and had a whole company to run. So I get it. But to Lawrence's point, you know, it's interesting because they've got this new media core team. And that could be something interesting for them to take on. But I also like Lawrence's point where he's saying this should be more outward facing. You know, soap operas were invented by soap companies.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why they're called soap operas.
Yeah. Wasn't it commercials in between the... Mm. It was just largely driven by soap manufacturers.
That's correct.
Well, there you go.
So I'm not saying that we turn WP Tavern into a commercial thing, but, you know, on that same vibe, perhaps this could help us attract more of that outside audience with the content. But then comes the question, who's going to run it? And does Matt have enough time? And of course, he has 10 minutes in his day to deal with stuff, but you have to code switch. And, you know, when is it going to become a priority enough for him to stop doing something in order to do this?
Yeah.
And the answer is, I don't know. But Audrey Capital, you know, he's the boss. So he's got to figure out when that's going to make sense for him.
Yeah. So first thing, you just learn the lesson that when you watch this show, we give you top information, right? First, you've learned about the difference between elks and moose. That's the first one. And now you've learned why soap operas.
Only we haven't because we didn't put Patricia's comments up.
Talked about. Okay. I'll come to the comments now. Okay, here we go. Firstly, Barbara wisely telling me, hello, Barbara. We were Whitley Bay later last week. She's saying, step away from the moose. She's right. And then more about the moose, I think. Don't encourage them, Cameron. Okay, so here's Patricia. Some more knowledge. Oh, I thought this was about the tavern, but it's not. It's about, shall we carry on? Shall we do this one? Yeah, okay. Some more knowledge. I just found, no need to show this comment. Oh, I just did. American moose, which is the same species as the European elk, just two different names. There you go. European elk, also called Eurasian moose. That sounds like a nice dessert, is the same species as the American moose, but it is not the same species as the American elk. I'm totally confused now. Cameron, if you take the W from WordPress and flip it upside down, you get M for moose. It's all connected. This is the most bizarre show I've ever done. I've got to episode 302, and it really is being hijacked. Here we go. Okay, brilliant. No, we've done that one. Right, Lawrence, the idea really is to try to appeal to a non-WP audience and not just to be an industry publication. Oh, okay. And if you're looking at the media cycle at the moment, there is a lot of effort to try and get WordPress outside of the WordPress ecosystem. And the media core and all of that is trying to figure out ways to get media, big media, other media like TechCrunch, The Guardian, whatever, you know, The New York Times, whatever, interested in talking about WordPress as well. So that's interesting. Editor role, good idea, thought Lawrence. That was Paul's suggestion. Barbara says definitely the way to go, but I'm not sure what that was in the context of. Tim Ray, the repository is close to what you say. So this is about it being a bit like post status. Is that what?
Yeah. So the repository, if you haven't come across it, is an weekly email. It's very similar to post status's weekly email. It's nicely broken down into little chunks of different parts of the WordPress community. I get both emails in my inbox every week. They're a fantastic way to get a quick overview of what's going on, and they link out to loads of different people.
I was on mute because I was eating an apple. Just to hammer it home, the main point, Lauren says, is that the content is not just for the WordPress community, but more outwards looking. Interesting. So just bigger, doesn't have to be encapsulated in just WordPress stuff. It could become a bigger thing. And then finally, the last comment so far, the WP project needs to look outwards more as far as marketing is concerned, hence the recent changes, which we just mentioned. The WP Tavern could help with that. Okay. Right. Have we said everything we need to say about that? So this is on the wpbiz.dev website. So go to wpbiz.dev and I guess hit the blog. And right at the top, you'll find it. And I'll link to it in the show notes.
Just think about the new branding with like the moose head on the wall of the tavern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, you've got things like Ghost CMS. It's just one short 5-letter word.
Just moose.
I mean, what else?
Moose CMS. Yeah,
we can shorten it and just be moo.
Just okay. So all right. It's no longer WordPress. We're just going to call it moose or moo for sure. I think we've gone too far. Okay, let's move on. Let me share my screen. So WordPress 6.6, as we were discussing, drops in the next few hours. But it never stops. The carousel just keeps turning. And WordPress 6.7 is already in the planning stages. But in order to make it happen, we need volunteers to assist with that endeavor. Now, it might be that you want to sort of drop in and drop out. But if you want a more substantial role, then here we go. There are some stats here about the dates and things. We'll come to that. WordPress 6.6 is almost ready, so it's time to start planning for 6.7 so that release leads can participate from the start of the release cycle. The timeline for the third release of 2024 takes into consideration WordCamp US, which is happening in mid-September, so trying to avoid that collision. And the proposal suggests having WordPress 6.7 beta 1 after WordCamp US with a small buffer in between. If you're watching, you can see the dates, but essentially beta one would be mooted for October the 1st, and then final release is on the 12th of November. That's the intention there. And here we go. There is a release lead call for volunteers. There's a few posts that have been taken, like the release lead is going to be Matt, and the core tech leads is Peter Wilson and Kyra Schroeder. And then the tech leads, Robert Anderson and Kai Howe. But the other ones are all to be decided. So if things like communications interest you, triage, documentation, test, design, performance, default theme, if any of that interests you, then I'll link to this in the show notes. But you can just head over to make.wordpress.core. And Hector Prito wrote this on the 5th of July. So you can, you know, find out from there how you can become involved. And there's a link here for the release squad. Anybody want to contribute to that, or shall I just crack on? That's a crack on, I think. Okay. Here's the next one. I'm not going to go into the weeds of this, but I do love these articles. This is where Justin went, actually. When he left the WP Tavern, he went to Automattic and produces content on the developer blog, as well as having a substantial input into the project as a whole. But just a few days ago, he released one called What's New for Developers, July 2024. You can guess from the title that this is kind of usually a monthly endeavor. And I'm just pointing it to you. There's absolutely loads in here. And unless somebody's got something specific, it's very hard on a podcast to actually go through it. But if you are a developer and you want to see what's coming down the pike in 6.6, oh, there it is, look, black and white, tomorrow, then everything is encapsulated fairly nicely in this one single article.
I just want to say that Justin's work on this, and Nick Diego and Ryan Welcher as well, with what they're doing with Developer Hours, is really, really helpful.
Yeah,
particularly with all the new stuff that's coming through.
Do you tend to sort of lurk with that, or are you one of those people that kind of, you know, pops up and goes to the meetings and all that, or do you just sort of imbibe it from articles that Justin has written?
Yeah, no, I lurk a lot because a few other things going on.
Yeah.
But I think getting stuff like this in an email is really, really useful to be able to go and consume it in my own time. And to be able to go into it in detail. And there's a lot around things like the interactivity API, the block bindings API.
Yeah.
Ryan's doing some really nice stuff with slot fills as well. That's just really valuable content. And, they're making a real effort to go out there and talk about it and invite people onto podcasts and things. So,
yeah.
Live streams. There's a live stream last week that we attended.
That's really nice.
That was really interesting. Mm. So, yeah, thank you to them.
Yeah, indeed. A lot of work goes into this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, it's not a small article, is it? There's several thousand words, I would have thought, with like many links. So there's a lot of curating going on there. And yeah, brilliant. Thank you, Justin. And as you said, Nick and others, thanks for that. Anybody, before I move on? I can hear clicking. What's clicking? Something's clicking. Can anybody else hear clicking? Is it just me?
It was on my side, sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right. Are you just, you know, getting into the... Yeah, nice. All right. She's
done some acapella just whilst we were talking.
Like, yeah, it's
developers.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Something. Okay. All right. This is apropos of nothing. I'm just
here to mess up the show.
No. Let's take it. Let's go with that. And let's throw in some. Wait a sec. Let's try this one.
How I love this.
Flip your way through the whole episode, and maybe we could just say the word moose in unison every sort of, you know,
moose. Yeah. Oh, this is very, I love it. Do you know one of my things? I want to go to New York and I want to sit in a jazz bar.
Okay. Well,
just one of my dreams.
This certainly gets nowhere close to that target, but
I don't know. It took me slightly close to that. I felt very relaxed.
Let's try this one. No, I'm not getting that. Oh, no, Jess is in. Jess is, no, Tim's immovable. There's definitely no. All right. I'm like thinking Arizona or something like that, Raising Arizona, that film.
No, I'm thinking more kind of stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I didn't think we could go further down the depths, but we have plumbed new depths, haven't we? It's got worse, not better. And also the live chat, obviously, you know. then contribute to that. That'll be Andrew Palmer saying jazz hands. Thank you. And Cameron's like, turn me to sleep. All right, there we go. Let's get back to it. You can only have fun in life when there's silly music. Right. Jessica, and I'm going to try Jessica. I do apologize. Jessica Leishik. I think that was what we decided.
I think you did a good job.
Thank you. Only Jessica can truly say. But Jessica was actually one of the people that went on stage at WordCamp Europe for Jamie Marsland's speed builds. She was against just Rich Table, and they had half an hour sort of trying to build a website that they'd only just seen for a few minutes. And yeah, it was really, really entertaining. It was brilliant. But she's How'd written she a piece. What's that?
How'd she do?
Yeah, they both were brilliant. It was really interesting because they both set off at like breakneck speed. And what was fascinating about that whole thing is really the end result isn't the winner, if you like.
Yeah.
It's more about the like what did they do and how did they do it? And you know, very oftentimes Tim's gone, he's fed up. Oftentimes you'll see them doing things and you've seen no mouse interaction. So it's things like, hang on, there must be a keyboard shortcut for that then that I don't know anything about. But also you get to see them playing and doing things. And it was just really interesting, like achieving layouts by complete muscle memory. Because both of them just, by looking at something, they could immediately encapsulate it in the block editor UI and put it together in moments. And Rich Table was just using core blocks, I think. And Jessica was using, I think she works for Grade Suite. I could be wrong about that, but I think she might work for Grade Suite or one of those companies that has a selection block. So there was a little bit of that thrown in as well, which kind of spiced it up. Anyway, it was brilliant. Really, it was actual entertainment, which was really great. You know, I mean, not that every presentation at WordCamp has to be like that, but it's nice to throw one in there. So here we are. This article is called What Would You Like to See in the Default WordPress Theme? So this is going to be 2025. And really, it's just a call for give us your ideas. And what they want to hear is what types of sites do you want to create with the theme? What problems do you need the theme to solve to create those sites? And is there any existing feature that you want the theme to support? And the way you're going to do that is just to scroll down and add a comment, basically. And we've seen a few people do that. Alex Moss from Yoast saying he wants to see easier ways to import and export from other themes. Maybe that's going to be part of the, I've forgotten the initiative in WordPress. What is it? The transportability thing that everybody's talking about. Anyway, that. A migration themes assistant might be quite nice for 2025 itself. Default theme specially orientated towards shops was one option. And, you know, dark mode. go here and just chuck your stuff in. I'm not very opinionated. I just wait for the theme to come and then have a play with it. I don't really have an opinion on that. But any of you? If so, now's the time to speak.
I'd love to see post formats getting a revisit. The old school.
What's gone? Like, because that kind of gets a bit... No, there's no love for that, is there, this whole post formats thing? It's a kind of thing that... It feels like it was like, oh, Tumblr's got it. We should have it in WordPress kind of thing. Back in the day when Tumblr was like really on the rise. But would you actually make use of it? And if so, how?
So when it originally came out, that's exactly what happened. And there was lots of the, we're talking many, many years ago, but we still enjoyed WordPress drama. And Twitter was more friendly a place. So the WordPress drama was rife. But I actually kept very early on tried to extend them to just have different formats for different types. And I really liked the idea of not everything had to have a different data structure, i.e. be a custom post format, a custom post type, sorry. But some things needed to look visually different, maybe. Like I might have, I don't know, news, and I might want to present that in a different way. Or specifically, I might want to mark it up in a different way. I might want to use a different schema markup or something like that. And you can do that. You can add it on. You can fudge around with templates. You can make it, if it's in a certain category, change your theme to do this. So that's becoming harder and harder with block themes. Because block themes don't have quite the same customization that you can with a traditional theme. You can't go in and just start adding some PHP for this particular edge case. So I actually see a real use case where we might want to visually change the way the default page looks for a given post.
Right.
So I think they have a place. I don't think they'll actually ever get in there. I think there's just too many people. I think they're probably, I don't know for sure, but I'm sure there's, if you went into the code base, there's probably code that says, do not touch.
Yeah, that's right. None shall pass. Yeah. They do have a place, but isn't it like a really teeny tiny, like grain of rice sized place, Tim? Do you not think?
Imagine if you put that grain of rice in a pan full of oil, how much it will puff up.
Okay. Now I'm with you. That's it. That's all it took.
Could you achieve that in the very near future with patterns and style variations and block bindings? The place that we're going to get back to? Because block bindings will give us custom content in the same blocks, and then style variations will change the theme of that block depending on where it is, and patterns and sync patterns. You could put a pattern on multiple pages and modify the styles, maybe?
I mean, you certainly could. I mean, you could certainly replicate what the post formats do currently in like old school themes. The thing is that the second you said, you could do this with a pattern, that requires someone to build that pattern. And then someone tinkers with it and changes it. Just part of me that thinks the more we make these things really complicated, some people just want to push a button that says, I want to make this a news post. And they want to push that button. It does it for them. And I don't think we've currently got a UI that will let you do that easily, even with patterns. Patterns help, but I don't think that will totally help.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm writing moose post category, sorry, post format in the comments right now, because that's what everybody wants, frankly.
Yeah.
You know, video, text, moose. It's the obvious third one, isn't it? It just trickles down from there. I think we've settled it. Okay, that's interesting. So, all right, we've got one suggestion. Anything from Jess or Paul on the theme thing there? What would you like in a default 2025 theme? If not, I'll move on.
I just think greater use of the style variations and sync patterns, which is coming up. Yep. I think it'd be great to see that.
Mm. Jess, I move on.
Could you open that tab again?
Which tab? I'm on the wrong one. One sec. Yeah, this one here. That.
I think at least two people watching this show need to subscribe.
What do you mean?
Look at that.
To get
what have I done? So close, Nathan.
What have I done?
5,998 subscribers.
To what? What am I looking at?
In the right sidebar, buddy. Under the big subscribe button.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, we need to.
Two of us.
Well, okay, I'll do it once the show is finished. Yeah, we've got to get that over the 6,000 mark.
Yeah.
I got you now. I'm so sorry. I wasn't picking.
No, you're all good. I'm just thinking, you know, we're WP Builds. Yeah, we get off topic sometimes, but we do social good.
Yes, that's
right. You
know,
we're sending people to YouTube. We're getting people signed up for core updates.
Make WordPress core. Two people to go to 6,000. Go and create a fake email address. And no, don't do that. Don't actually do that. That wasn't actually what you want to do. Okay, so comment from Cameron on message, which is completely wiped out. Paul Halfpenny's face. Let me make that. There we go. Oh, you want it back, right? There it is.
No, I didn't.
No, okay, yeah. Post formats could have taken off if you could make custom ones. I tried to use them on a project once and it was a nightmare. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I had a plugin back at the time, and it's still just running, hiding on my GitHub somewhere, which was basically let you do custom post formats. And we could have had it perfect with the nice little icons. We needed to add one filter. Well, this is what I meant by I'm pretty sure no one's allowed to edit that code.
Okay.
The arguments over adding this one filter that would allow custom post formats to just be, you could just make your own.
Yeah. No. Interesting idea, though. I kind of like the idea of doing that, actually. That's got a lot of utility for me. Jessica's name, that is to say, not Jess in the call, Jess Frick. Jess, the surname pronounced Lee Schick. So we'll make that correction now. And Ali, Ali has got us up to 5,999. Ali is a really nice chap. When I was at WordCamp in Europe a few weeks ago in Torino, Ali was the poor soul who was given the responsibility of like making sure that people showed up for interviews and things like that. So he was absolutely lovely. And thanks for joining us, Ali. I really appreciate that. That's nice to have you with us. That's lovely. Okay. Where are we going next? We're going to purchasing news. We're going to news about somebody buying something. We used to have this every single week. Remember like 3 years ago, it was like every week there was something being bought by something else. It all seems to have quietened down a little bit. So it's back in the news. This is to say that BodyBoss has been acquired by, you guessed it, WP Beginner, which if I'm right, that's Awesome Motive is kind of like the big umbrella behind that. Am I right? That I've got that right. Give me a nod, somebody on the panel. Yeah, got it right. Okay. So BodyBoss is a fork of BodyPress with a ton of other stuff added in. I don't know if there's like a GPL version in the repository, but I know that for a long period of time, they were advertising it as a commercial product, and it seemed to be having great success. I don't know if that success continued, but it's obviously for creating, you know, online communities, BodyPress style, with all of that plus extra bells and whistles. But it has been acquired by WP Beginner, aka Awesome Motive. And it just says, today I'm excited to share that BodyBoss is joining the Awesome Motive network. And you can make of that what you will. Then it turns into sort of, you know, a promotional piece about what it is and who is buying it and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you've got your online community really strapped together tight with BodyBoss and WordPress, this is going to be important news to you, and you might like to check out who the new custodians are and, you know, draw your own conclusions. Anything on that?
I was just going to say that in the UK, there's a platform called Guild that is for communities that was developed and run by Ashley Friedland, who ran eConsultancy back in the day, which was one of those first sites that gave information to agencies about how to run digital agencies and things like that. And Guild is closing down because they can't get the business model to work.
Is it this one, Guild, that I'm looking
yes,
at?
Yes, Guild.co.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So one of the companies that we would work with uses Guild. And it's closing down and they need to move on to something else. And it wasn't necessarily a business model. It seemed like there was a bit of a downturn and, it didn't necessarily make a profit. So I guess I'm just intrigued as to whether communities have kind of run their course slightly and people are using tools like Slack instead. Because I know PostStatus runs Slack, and whether I assume there is still a market for these kinds of things, but it seems like quite a big operation to keep managing and, you know, lots of people.
I think it's really hard to make a community. I think you probably need a lot more dedication than I have. But it does seem that, you know, Facebook kind of won that race a bit, didn't it? You know, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the other platforms that you can think of, the groups tend to go over there. However, having said that, just in the last 2 weeks, I've signed up for a couple of groups, and they both actually look identical, but they're about completely different topics, nothing to do with WordPress. And I think they're using an app, a SaaS app called Circle, I think it's called. And, you know, it offers all the functionality of like a Facebook, but it's a total walled garden. You know, you can only get access if you pay your dues and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's thriving, absolutely thriving. There's thousands and thousands of people in there. So I think if you can get it right, those communities can still exist. But I do think Facebook made that journey really hard to separate people out into separate communities. You know, I've got a login over there. Can't we just have a Facebook group kind of thing?
And for the community themselves, the fear for me is just always not owning your own platform.
Yeah.
Like not being out. Like if somebody pulls the plug, suddenly you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like everything's gone.
Yeah.
And that worries me.
Yeah. My my Facebook account, for reasons utterly unknown to me, about, oh, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, got banned, got whatever the word is, you know, like banned. I got an email saying you can no longer use your account. And I did the, it was absolutely hysterical. They send you an email with a link so that you can begin the process of reviving your account. And the link in the email sends you to a page which tells you your account has been banned. So that got you nowhere apart from just like, well, all right, thanks for that. I know it twice now. That's good to know. Yeah. I've been double banned. So then I went through the, you know, I Googled because I could be bothered. I Googled and found it. And within 24 hours or 48 hours, it was unbanned and nobody told me what. But it did make me think, I don't own that. And that sizable part of my online life is not in any way, shape, or form in under my control. And it really does just take somebody in Facebook to go, no, I'm sorry. And you're gone. So being mindful of that, I think, is good. Patricia says, Body Boss is probably great, but she would rather see people contribute to Body Press and BB Press, by the way. Good point. I'm guessing it's Andrew Palmer, but it's coming across as Bertha. Body Boss is not in the repository. Okay, good to know. And Cameron, you got Bath posting. There you go. The solution is clear, according to Cameron. To stop any form of banning, just go crazy with the moose pictures. So long as you're posting loads of moose pictures, you will be fine. I think the theme of this show has definitely been moose. Anyway, there we go. Anybody else want to comment on that one before we move on? No. All right. Okay, here we go. So a little while ago, there was a bit of controversy, WP drama, if you like, because the guys who make Ollie Pro, which is Mike McAllister, and then more recently been joined by Patrick Posner, they released into the repository the Ollie theme. And the Ollie theme came with like an onboarding wizard, and it fell over a few tripwires amongst people who were allowing themes into the repository. And they then took it out and made it into a separate plugin. I think all the while, the theme has been growing in popularity. Lots of people that I know kind of talking about this as their go-to now. And this week, they dropped the Pro version. And I don't know what the difference is. Obviously, there'll be extra stuff, but here we go. I'll just read it out. WordPress, like you've never seen it before, design beautiful, responsive websites faster with Ollie, the ultimate WordPress block theme and pattern library for creators. So if I click on the Go Pro, what do we see? Unlock hundreds of beautifully designed patterns, page layouts, templates, and styles to help build a site faster. This is the new holy grail, isn't it? If you're a theme developer, it's this bit, isn't it? You know, page layouts, templates, styles, patterns, all of that kind of stuff. And knowing what I know about Mike McAllister, I'm just showing various bits on the screen, I think this is probably going to be a bit of a runaway success. Everybody seems to be talking about it. I've got no skin in the game. When I post the link, it'll just be a link. So anyway, there you go. Ollie Pro. Go to OllieWP.com and then click on the Pro button and you can find out more. Anybody want to comment on that before we move on? Okay. Right. Another quick one. This is more of a plug because I've spoken to Alex Standiford about this, just to say that I dropped an episode with him about his new affiliate plugin, which is called Siren Affiliates. It's episode 380 on the WP Builds website, and he's talking about his Siren Affiliates thing. In much the same way that WordPress page builders kind of upended the way that you built things in WordPress for a period of time, I think his plugin is going to upend affiliate systems that you might be running. It's really interesting. It's well worth a look. It's got loads of different permutations, way more than I've seen in other plugins. So Siren Affiliates, go and listen to what he says. And also, I'm going to make it available. If you were at WordCamp Whitley Bay, Tim Nash was at WordCamp Whitley Bay sporting a fantastic waistcoat, I might add. I was quite jealous. This is true, Tim. This every word I'm about to say is true, right? I hate getting dressed up. I absolutely hate it. There's like, it literally makes me feel ill getting like looking smart and everything. But I saw you And I went to Marks and Spencer's this weekend.
Ooh.
And I got myself a waistcoat.
Are we going to see it?
No. I have to get over the gut-wrenching feeling of like putting it on first. But I honestly, I took one look at you and thought, he's a handsome chappy. Look at that waistcoat. That's doing great things to him. So I got over my inhibition of wearing nice clothes. It's always jeans and a t-shirt with me. But yeah, so there you go. Anyway, Word Camp Whitley Bay, we were both there. It was a one-day event last Friday. It's the only Word Camp happening in the UK this year so far. Yeah, maybe that'll change. You never know. But I've got a bunch of pictures, and if anybody wants to see them, I'll put the link in the show notes so that you can see them. And look, there he is. Check him out with his waistcoat. Oh, that's a bit scary.
Moose's looking near him.
All we need is a picture of a moose in there. Let's get another one. Have we got more of
like
Tim?
Interactive beard experience for a minute there.
Good one. That photo does not do justice to that waistcoat, in all honesty. It was a humdinger. It was like the herringbone tweedy kind of thing, the tweed thing. It was very nice. You didn't expect us to talk about your waistcoat, did you, when you joined this call?
No. I do have a range of them.
It's like you've been hit by something.
I used to work for a company that required, when going to WordCamps, to wear the company t-shirt.
Oh.
And the company t-shirt was not pleasant.
No.
It was both not the nicest quality, and the color was not good on me or anybody. It should just never have been allowed as a t-shirt design color. And I vowed that I would never go to a WordCamp in a t-shirt again.
I think we should have like the disco Tim Nash section. We want to get that. Hang on, let's get that banging music on again and see how. Let's see how this goes. I don't know. I don't know which deep energy. How? Here we go. Loving it. Let me see if I can center him. There we go. Right, here we go. Yeah, your humiliation is complete, Tim Nash. And look, Jessica's got that. Jess has got the background. Oh, bringing
like
it
to Joe on the spree. Just like I feel for him.
I think anybody who is watching the show has now thoroughly lost the will to live.
They've all left, Nathan. They've all gone.
That's right. No, they haven't. There's plenty still hanging around. Okay, so there's that. Word Camp Whitley Bay. It was brilliant. It was a really nice event. And if you're thinking of going to a WordPress event in the UK, this is definitely worth checking out. That's from the window. You can see, I mean, it wasn't a particularly nice day in terms of the temperature and everything, but the beach is right there. It's lovely. It's really, really nice. So go check that out. I'll put that in the show notes. And then we've got a few more minutes, bit of self-promotion coming your way from the venerable Nash.
Look at that logo.
I know. Look, we can do that as well. Look, there it is. There he is. What's this then, Tim? It says confidently clean a hacked WordPress site workshop. That's probably what it is.
This is the second time I run this year, and this is also going to be the last time I run this in its current form. It will come back at some point in the distant future, and probably in a slightly different form. It's a 90-minute workshop, followed by a half-an-hour Q&A, followed by access to loads of documentation and video, all about how to clean up a hacked site. Something that I was doing just this morning. So it's something I do every single, well, not every single day. I do regularly. And I have seen lots of people try to clean up hack sites not brilliantly. Because it's something that for most people they do infrequently, and they often are really worried, stressed. As if it's your hack site, you're particularly stressed. But if you're an agency, there's nearly always a lot of pressure from a client who's going, what have you done? Because it's your fault, even if it's not. They, as far as they're concerned, it's your fault. And I've seen it just handled really badly. And it's right the way through from hosting companies through to agencies, through to clients. They all have different approaches and different methods. And some work, some don't. So I have my method, and it's brutal and efficient and effective. So this is a workshop going through how I do it. But it also covers all the nice things like, hey, do you check on the client afterwards? Have you done these steps afterwards, making sure that the site's hopefully don't get hacked again? the last time I ran this workshop, it got lots of people saying they really enjoyed it. I think I had more, when I did the feedback, I had more feedback about my choice of music in the intro and during the like breaks.
Well, now it's going to be about the waistcoat, frankly, isn't it?
Well,
that's what's coming. You know, are you wearing the waistcoat for this? If not, just forget it.
I will wear something appropriate.
Okay.
Sorry, Jim, I interrupted. How much does it cost? How much would it cost to clean up a hacked site when it gets really bad?
Space. If you just go down, it will show you.
Well, no, but that was my question. How much does it cost to clean it up?
Right. Well, okay. So, you're looking at hundreds of pounds. There are the bigger firms like the Word Fences of this world charge you at the low $100, and I would charge at the further end because you hire me when they didn't work.
So then this is the price for prevention.
For free. So you get what you pay for, though.
Yeah. So you're basically making money by buying this workshop.
Yeah, get hacked twice and you've definitely made your money back.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I really approve of this message.
I'm just here for the ride now. So there it is, timnash.co.uk/work.
The important thing is it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if you want to come on it, and I'm not trying to be doing the whole scarcity marketing. I really won't be running it in its current form again. So if you want to come on it tomorrow, it's at 6 p.m. BST, 1 p.m. EST. You need to be booking before 1 p.m.
Okay. Okay. Again, the links will go in the show notes, which will come out at 7 a.m. UK time. So there'll still be a few hours if you want to book onto that. But we did have a story about WPLDN, but we've overrun. So I'll probably park that until next week. That is to say the WordPress London meetup and a kind of rival has cropped up. But I think we'll cover that on a subsequent week because time is short. And I know that you good people have probably got things to do and people to see and moose to ride. But that's it. That's what we've got for you this week. I hope that you enjoyed it. It just remains for me to say a great big thank you to Jess Brick from Pressable, Tim Nash from the Waistcoat Brigade, and Paul Halfpenny from Bat Room. I don't know.
The big room.
Thank you also to everybody who made a comment. There was quite a few coming in today. That was really nice. And thank you for putting up with me getting a bit silly. Andrew says, the only thing I've eaten today is an apple, which really, that's about all I've eaten today. So no, this is all done from my own stupidity. And with that, it's time to show the hands.
Oh, just one last thing, Nathan. You might want to put Andrew Palmer's comment up.
Oh, wait. Where? Which one?
The ironic one.
Where's the ironic one?
Just to help Paul.
That one?
No. Keep going down. Andrew Palmer.
Oh, this one. Ironically. Ironically, the word count was in the Spanish Quarter, right?
In Spanish City. Was where we were for Whitley Bay.
Okay. What am I missing?
Football.
Football's coming.
I just about forgotten that.
I know. We've managed to take the mind of moose, story. We've reintroduced
now.
Back at the dregs. I do apologise about that. I'm not. It was Andrew Palmer that made that. You can go and have a fight with him. All right.
He's the dick.
He is. Let's do the hands. Wave the hands. Thank you to everybody for joining us. Appreciate it. We will be back next week with another show full of interesting panelists. But for now, have a good week. Stay safe. And we'll see you next week on This Week in WordPress. Bye.
Bye.